Welcome back to the AMR studio. Live inside Petco Park, this is Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour. If you can believe it, final home series of the 2015 season has arrived. Game one between the Padres and the Brewers is coming up. We're here at the AMR studio. The end of baseball season means football season is underway. So let's talk some Bolts for a couple minutes. Why not? Wide receiver Stevie Johnson is here. First of all, man, very cool to have you. Thanks for coming by. How's life in San Diego so far?
So far, so good. But, you know, on the football side, we got to be better. That's it. We have to be better.
All right, so you're a couple of weeks into this thing. Now, I know you know, from your time in Buffalo, from your time in San Francisco, 3 weeks does not a season make.
At all. It's a marathon, and we know that. You know, it's not a sprint, and we in it for the long haul, and I think it's all about just progressing, and we'll see what happens throughout the season, and we get back at it tomorrow, go work hard, and try to get this W on Sunday.
All right, you're a West Coast guy. Grew up in the Bay Area, go to school in Kentucky, get drafted by the Bills. Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm out in Buffalo.
Oh, my goodness. That's far from the Bay Area. That's about as far as it gets in the NFL. And back to the West Coast with the Niners last year, now with the Chargers. How much are you enjoying being in Southern California?
I'm trying to take full advantage. You know, trying to take full advantage of, you know, obviously the weather. You know, playing in Buffalo, towards the end of the year, it's very cold. Limited amount of passes. You're starting running the ball. So, here it's just a different feel. You know you can throw it throughout the entire season, and then when you wake up in the morning, you just see how the day look, man. It's motivating.
Pretty nice to play with a quarterback like Phillip Rivers, I imagine.
A legend. It's unreal. You know, you always hear about Dan Fouts, and when you know you get that high regard with Fouts, and then move ahead of a legend like Dan Fouts, and then me realizing I'm playing with this guy, you know, catching passes and helping padding his stats, you know, that's more motivation, you know, every day. So, you know, I pick up motivation anywhere, and playing with Phil is that's every day.
What kind of adjustment is there for a receiver with a new quarterback? I mean, you're talking to a bunch of people who have never played at the NFL level before, and they think, man, you know, you get to catch passes from Phillip Rivers, but I imagine there is a getting to know you period that's been going on here.
Yeah, from the day we hooked up, when I signed, that's when the work began. You know, you don't just go out there and just click. You know, it's a lot of bad days, a lot of days where you don't want to sleep. You just want to get back at it. You know, and we've been through that. We've been through our fair share because we're working hard with each other. And it's just got to continue. It's got to grow from there, man. And once again, it's week three. Got a ton of games and a ton of progress to be made.
All right, Tuesdays are the traditional days off around the National Football League for the players to get away for a little bit, kind of reset the mind and the body for the week ahead. So you are spending part of your Tuesday at least here at Petco Park. What else you have going on today?
We just came from the Boys and Girls Club. We had a good time out there in the Boys and Girls Club. The kids was active. They had a performance going on. We threw some footballs around, caught the ball. And now we chilling with the Padres, chilling with you right now. We're going to give out some Mofis on behalf of Mofi. And, you know, just enjoy the day.
Just giving out gifts, going around the city, playing with kids, giving out gifts. Yeah, you're like just, Santa Claus.
Yeah, blessings.
That's a pretty cool deal. How important is it for you to sort of feel, you know, part of a community, you know, when you arrive in a new place?
It's very important because those are the people that you do it for. You go out to the stadium. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's guys that'll still play if there's no fans, but – when you go out there and you look around, you see the fans cheering. You see them. Maybe they had a down day, you know. But if you can bring some type of joy, that's what I'm thinking about. If I could bring some type of joy to one of these seats, you know, one of these jerseys in the stands, then that's good right there. That's good enough. So you know, win, lose, or draw. Obviously, we all want to win, but at the end of the day, it's just motivating and helping others. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. Just uplifting. Within the city, and that's what we're doing here.
Chargers wide receiver Stevie Johnson is with us. All right, we know you can run a pattern. We know you can catch a ball. We know you can run after the catch, obviously. 3,000-yard seasons when you were with Buffalo. Can you hit a baseball, though, I guess is the next question, because I heard a rumor that there could be some Stevie Johnson batting practice.
My shoulder.
A little sore.
I don't think I used to be good at baseball, but that's why I'm a football player now, man. I just want to watch how they work, man. You know, we'll see what happens when we get out there, but I just want to see their process, you know, how they go through their business day.
Sounds like somebody might be able to talk you into it. Like if there's a challenge thrown down at some point by somebody.
That's what I'm hoping there is no challenges, because I'm super competitive. I hurt myself to win, but I just want to chill and just enjoy the time.
The camaraderie between professional athletes I've always found to be an incredible thing. You know, whether it's an NFL player and an NBA player or a baseball player, whatever, just sort of knowing that you guys are all the best of the absolute best, and sort of that, there's almost like an immediate bond sometimes, isn't there?
I mean, if you can put it like that, you know, I don't really think of it as, you know, oh yeah, we're the best of the best. I just think of it as like we're in a fraternity, you know what I'm saying? And we do similar things. We wake up at similar times, go through, you know what I'm saying? Our schedule is similar, so we have that respect for each other. And you know, it's a blessing if you are considered the best of the best. But it's continuous work, and that's what I respect the most out of, you know, other athletes.
When you think about the baseball schedule, 162 games in 183 days, how does that make you feel hearing that?
Well, it may be fun though. If you got a good squad, a good team like that love to play with each other and be with each other and practice with each other, then I mean that sounds like fun to me.
Yeah. Well, football is so much practice, yeah. Obviously, you know, during the week, and then, you know, Sunday is almost the reward.
Right.
You know, baseball is kind of the opposite. You know, there's a game every single day pretty much.
Every day.
But no, I like what you're saying. If you're around good people, then it's fun. It's like us doing this show. We like being around Seth, and so it's a lot of fun. Now, is this true, by the way? He was very excited that you were coming here. He says you used to come on a TV show he worked on in Buffalo back in the day.
Yeah, and we're here now. You know, that's pretty insane, right?
Do you remember him? You don't have to say yes just to be nice. Like, do you actually remember him?
No. Nah.
Okay, no, that's good. That's fine.
Yeah,
I definitely
you
do?
Remember, yeah, I don't know if I want to say put
you
the show
the
on.
That's no, that's fine.
That's not really our thing. We out here in San Diego now.
Okay,
so
for the old Buffalo show.
Yeah.
But he was part of that, and you would come on sometimes.
We was in there. That's when I was the young boy, into the game.
Did you get a sense he had any idea what he was doing then? Because he doesn't now. So I was just wondering if maybe he used to know.
He got three flat screen computers in front of him, I think, with a bunch of controls. They know what he's doing.
So apparently we found the guy that will defend Blooper. It's Stevie Johnson, for goodness sakes. That's awesome, man. You're a nice guy, and you're saying nice things about our buddy here. We love him. We just give him a hard time. What do Charger fans have to look forward to from you the next rest of the season?
Man, just excitement as far as, you know, just feeling the game. If you want to feel the emotion, all the raw emotions of the game, come check us out. You know, our team, we going at it right now. Right now we are in an uphill battle, but that's every week, even if we was ahead of our record, you know. But just come out and check out this team. We working hard, man.
All right. Stevie, welcome to San Diego, man. Appreciate you stopping by. Have fun playing Santa Claus. You're giving out Mophies all over San Diego. And really cool of you to swing by, man. We appreciate it.
Definitely. Thanks for the time. It's cool.
Absolutely. Stevie Johnson of your San Diego Chargers. Hey, do you have what it takes to be a member of the Pod Squad? Join the Padres for the 2016 Pod Squad auditions November 21st for your chance to be a part of San Diego's All-Star season. To apply, visit Padres.com/Pod Squad. Big thanks to Stevie Johnson for swinging by. A couple TD receptions already this season. You know there are more to come. More Social Hour right after this.